Palmetto Mornings on WRHI.
Good morning. It's a Tuesday. It's terrific. It's raining. Pack your patience and be careful as you start out this morning. 63 degrees, 11 minutes after 8 o'clock right here on Palmetto Mornings on WRHI-FM 100.1, your home for news, talk, and sports. I'm Patty Mercer.
And I'm Lucas McFadden. Hello to our AM 1340 listeners, those listening on the free WRHI app, and those also watching us on Corporium Cable, Channel 103, and again, Facebook Live.
Yes. Now, we've got one of our favorite guests in studio this morning, Colonel Melinda Woodhurst, to talk about some change that is going on.
Yes.
Yes.
We have moved.
Okay.
We have moved from our old facility that's on Cherry Road, and we are now located in the Heckel Complex.
This is the Veterans Affairs.
This is Veterans Affairs. I guess I assume everybody knows. Well, Veterans Affairs is now in the Heckel Complex, and I got to tell you, it is fantastic. If you could dream the best facility, it is better than your dreams.
Wow.
It is awesome.
Now, wait a minute. Now, we're talking about the VA, which is not always the headlines we want to read.
And not in your county.
Not in your county. Well, not with you and your enthusiasm and leadership.
Well, I've got to tell you just a couple of things. Our facility gives us a lobby. That may not seem like a lot, but it is a place where they can sit. We have the ability to do some pre-screening. And then when we get one-on-one sessions to do the claims that they came in to do, they get the privacy that they so well deserve. Mm. Our lobby is going to be outfitted appropriately for the respect to all of our veterans. And we're just so excited. I have to give a shout out to my predecessor, Joe Medlin. He selected this site. I personally didn't think it was the right site, but I was wrong. It is beautiful. It's in the best location. We're co-located with the tax office. We work with them daily to do tax exemptions for our veterans. So it couldn't be more perfect.
Just a walk. I mean, it's just walk to the next door.
Right.
And you've got access to, again, either point a veteran to the next step in the process of what they're trying to accomplish. How wonderful.
And I have to tell you, if it weren't for the county management, Bill Shanahan and the acting manager, which is David Hudspeth, his staff, plus the county council, who actually gave us everything we needed to give this space the respect that it needs. I'm so excited.
Well, I mean, come on.
We're in a really controlled chaos mess. There's still some things they need to do, but the county moved us early. Mm. Like, for example, our furniture won't be in until the first week of March, so we've got temporary furniture. We've got things still in the hallway. It's very safe, but it's controlled chaos.
Okay.
But I don't think a single one of our customers, not a single veteran or their families, going to mind once they see how beautiful this facility is.
So York County Veterans Affairs Office now has moved. It is now located inside the Heckel Complex.
Right. 1070 Heckel Boulevard. We're Suite 1300. The building still says 106. Mm-hmm. But as soon as we get our signage in and get it put up, it'll be 1300. But look for building 106. And it's in the back. So when you drive in, it's the first set of buildings that you come to on your left. The front will be the tax office. The back will be Veterans Affairs.
Were you all able to move there because of the family court that they're building right there on Main Street, that they're able to free up some space because some of the family court is there?
I think it's a bigger plan than just the family court.
Oh, okay.
There are some folks going into family court. The magistrate that is still in the Rock Hill facility will be moving once the folks move into family court. So it's a lot of chess pieces moving, a lot of renovation. I know that the planning division is supposed to be moving Friday, either this Friday or a week from Friday, which means probably March.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
But it's streamlining, it sounds like, a lot of these services so folks don't have to drive from one part of the county to the other part.
Important.
And especially, like you mentioned, within the VA, to be able to walk just a few steps to another building to take care of it instead of getting in your car, going through traffic. Because as we know, most of us would say, oh, I'll get to it later. I'll tell you,
just for a couple of points, we still have an office that's up in York. Whenever they moved out of the agricultural building into the new building, we still have a presence up there. And the second thing is our number and our emails are still the same.
Great.
It's just that our location is different. And we're not even a mile from where our old location was. And so it's just right around the corner. If you can find the QT station, you can find us.
About how many veterans do you see in a given day? You mentioned how nice it is to have a waiting area, a lobby.
Right. More than I have staff for, and I take that as a compliment. We're seeing a lot of folks come from the border counties from North Carolina, and we do have a lot of folks from Lancaster, Chester, and a few from Cherokee. But we are considering to go to an appointment situation because the walk-ins and the appointments are in conflict with each other. So
kind of like getting your hair cut.
So folks that walk in, we'd love to see them, but every single person on my staff already has a client. We have complex. I mean, if you think about doing a Medicaid application, it's not something you're going to do in 30 minutes. We have pensions, we have fully developed claims, and each of those can easily, if you're prepared and you brought all of your supporting documents, could take 3 hours. 3 hours.
Wow. Whoa.
So I have one of the largest staffs in the state, and we're challenged every day to get everybody in. Our population, our veteran population, has been so patient because they know. I keep calling it the Taj Mahal because it is beautiful. It is absolutely beautiful.
How many do you have on your staff?
I have eight, two of which are part-time. So six of us all day long are greeting our veterans, their spouses. And if you look at the bow wave, we're starting to get a lot of aged veterans in, our World War II veterans, and then our Korean, and then our Vietnam. Blue Water Benefits, that's our Vietnam veterans that were on ships in Vietnam that have now associated some of their illnesses to exposure to Agent Orange. So our spike in clients are going like this. I mean, it's not like gradually. I mean, I kind of predicted this 3 years ago. This is the month that I've got my three-year anniversary with the York County. So I started looking at the demographics of our veterans and the benefits and the exposures that they've had. So it's starting to come to fruition. And so it's all we can do. Everybody's patient. They know that they get quality when they get into the seat in front of us. And we take our times. We don't do it quickly. We do it, we put quality in what we try to do.
It's amazing. I've known you for a while now, and I've been able to witness firsthand the quality that you do give each person, which is so important. But there's also the part that is, I guess, requires advocating so that you do have the support of just the community, the county council, so that they know what is going on, so that they can help where they are able to help. And I think this new location is a prime example.
We have 46 veterans organizations who call me all the time and say, what can I do? How can I help? I couldn't be more blessed. The respect that these organizations have for the job that we try to do is unimaginable.
Wow.
All right, well, check
and appreciate
out
it.
The brand new Taj Mahal.
Yes. You can tell I'm a little bit excited about our move.
It's so great, though. Well, that's just going to spill on over to everyone else you work with. A new space can certainly energize people.
Yes.
So, and again, to serve your needs with what you all need to do, it's fantastic. So check out the brand new Veterans Affairs Office on Heckle Boulevard in the Heckle Complex, and give us that address one more time.
1070 Heckle Boulevard, first set of buildings on your left.
Gotcha.
Look for the flag; you'll find us.
Colonel Wonderful.
Melinda
Look for the flag.
Woodhurst is fantastic. Thank you so much, Colonel.
Thank you. It is-